It's a hearing he never got in 2016. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Merrick Garland, a one-time Supreme Court nominee, now in line to be Attorney General. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the Capitol.
Merrick Garland is promising to supervise the prosecution of white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, he says in an opening statement for the Senate Judiciary Committee, adding that work is part of a broad scope of responsibilities for the Justice Department to protect Americans from environmental degradation, fraud, corruption, violent crime, drug trafficking, and child exploitation. Garland was nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court by former President Obama nearly 5 years ago. He was never considered by the then Republican-led Judiciary Committee for that job and has remained the chief judge for the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Dave.
Jared, moments ago at the hearings open, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin called Garland a welcome change.
The Justice Department literally became an arm of the White House, committed to advancing the interests of President Trump, his family, and his political allies.
Now, there's been a Supreme Court setback for former President Trump. The justices this morning denying an attempt to block a New York grand jury from getting Trump tax and financial records in an ongoing investigation. On Sunday, the former president will be in the spotlight again. He'll speak at the CPAC conservative gathering. His son, Eric Trump, tells Fox,
"There's no question he'll play a pivotal role in politics for a very long time to come. I really do believe he is the modern Republican Party."
The U.S. could hit 500,000 coronavirus deaths today. We're only about 1,000 shy. And later, President Biden plans a moment of silence and candlelighting. He tweeted this morning, "Vaccines are safe," urging Americans to get them, writing, "That's how we beat the pandemic." And as new COVID cases decline, Biden advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox,
"We really need to keep our guard up because we have variants out there.
Those are more contagious, potentially dangerous." United's grounding all Boeing 777 jets with engines like the one that blew up Saturday on a flight, forced to make an emergency landing. Nobody was injured. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
With springtime just around the corner, our temperatures are slowly starting to warm up. Lots of sunshine. A mild day today, 77. Tomorrow's even warmer, 82 the high tomorrow.
Earn a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. And Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and I'm here with Life, Death, and the Law. I'm in studio here with a couple of good guys. I've got Russ Clark right across the desk from me.
Good morning.
And I have a guest on the show, Howard Blitz. Welcome back to the show again.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
I got the opportunity to meet Howard a couple of weeks ago when I attended the Liberty Library. He's holding courses on, of all things, the Constitution, which, why would we want to know about the Constitution? Don't the news and all the political talking heads tell us what our rights are, and can't we just rely on that?
Well, I guess we could. But the Freedom Library offers a class on the U.S. Constitution on a weekly basis for 12 weeks, and it's really good to learn about the document because we all need to understand the nature of government and what its purpose is. And we need to understand the document so that we can understand what the job is for our government to do. It's very limited. The document was established to create a national government, which didn't exist before it was actually created. And we need to understand what the limits of the government are, and it's all spelled out in the U.S. Constitution.
So let me just give you a little bit of background about how my children began to attend, or my son in particular, your class, and the children of a good friend of mine. What was going on is we're getting more involved in our children's education because they're being educated at home instead of going to school. And we feel like, okay, you're going to school, the teachers are educated, they're telling you what you need to know about math and science and economics and U.S. history. And so my friend's daughter was at home, and she was taking an AP U.S. history class. And as part of the class, it talked about the role of government. And right up there at the top of the list of the role of government was the redistribution of wealth. And my friend happened to walk by and see that and said, hey, what is this? And she goes, well, this is the role of government. And he goes, no, it's not. The role of government is to protect our shores, to ensure that people who infringe on our rights, whether it be citizens or foreigners, that laws are enforced to protect us against that. It's not to take my money and redistribute it to somebody else who didn't care to work as hard for property on their own. And she goes, well, that's what the book says, and if I don't write that down, then I'm not going to get the grade I need. Wow. And so he said, well, we need to find a true source of educating you about what the Constitution is and what the role of our government is, or at least should be. Right now, it's trampled so heavily on this document we call the Constitution that it's hardly recognizable.
It's very unrecognizable. As a matter of fact, I've come to the conclusion of late that our Constitution really isn't even in force, because everything you see today, the government officials violate it terribly. And this is why we've got severe issues in this country. People don't understand the nature of government. They don't understand what it is, and we need to understand what it is. And the role of government that you're talking about, it says very explicitly in the Declaration of Independence exactly what the role of government is supposed to be. I mean, it's in plain English. It can't be any plainer. Thomas Jefferson wrote it very succinctly. And we need to study that and understand that.
What is the role of government? Just summarize for me what you feel the role of government is.
Well,
supported in the Constitution.
I'm going to quote it right out of the Declaration of Independence.
Please.
Because I can't say it any better than this. I just can't say it.
You carry a copy with you.
All the time.
I know.
All the time. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All right, here's your answer right now. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's the role of government, to secure the inalienable rights of all of us. Now, what that means is, when you secure the rights, that means to protect our rights. So what rights are we talking about? Well, he states in here, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit's the key word, because nobody has a right to happiness. They have a right to pursue it, because all 7.5 billion of us on the planet have different ideas about what happiness is all about. That's it. It's very simple. It's one sentence here.
So what's interesting is I hear a lot of the arguments that people have rights, and when I hear what rights they are, they feel to me to be imposing on my basic rights, my right to property. For example, the right to universal health care. Mm-hmm. When you hear that there is a right to universal health care, how is that a conundrum there?
Well, you can always differentiate between rights and privileges. Okay? A right is inherent. When the Declaration of Independence, when Thomas Jefferson wrote that all men are created equal in the sense that they all are endowed by their Creator with the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that means all of us can have, we're built that way. It's all inherent in us. We have our right to life built into us. Each and every single human being does. We have a right to liberty. We have a right to be free, to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, so long as we're not infringing upon the rights of others.
And there you go.
This is what universal health care rights infringe on the rights of others. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, we have to understand what the difference is between rights and privileges. Rights are inherent, so we can all have them at the same time without anyone giving up their right. You know, we can all sit here and exist and live without anyone having to give up their right to life. We can all pursue our happiness. If we want health care, we can go out and seek it. The difference is, a privilege is where somebody has to give something up. If you need health care, if you want health care, somebody has to provide that for you. Okay? It's not inherent in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not inherent in anybody. Healthcare is not built, we're not made up that way. We have to seek it out. We have to pursue it. And so if somebody has to give something up in order for you to get it, that's not a right. It's a privilege.
So I don't have a right for you to use your medical knowledge that you obtained through long hours at medical school and huge student loans and acquiring that knowledge to make me better. I don't have a right to force you to do that.
Well, what would it be like if I came with a gun to you and said, hey, Sean, you need to give me some law help here. That's your expertise. That's what I'd have to do. In order for you to provide me legal advice, I'd have to put a gun to your head and force you to give it to me. Well, that's not correct. Well, we all know.
I like
that
analogy.
That. We all know that.
Let's think of this analogy. Now, the government does it, not quite with a gun, but with just as much force. They take it through taxes. They take taxes from me to provide universal health. Now, every dollar that they take from me, they keep 50 cents of that dollar to administer this universal health, and then 25% of it goes to other bureaucratic agencies and insurance to administer that, and then about 25%, if that, gets to the actual doctor. So it'd actually be more convenient for someone to take the dollar directly from me for the purchase of universal health than for the government to do it. But that's something we're going to have to address when we come back. We're here on a break. This is KBLU 560 AM, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. We do estate planning, but in order to do estate planning, people need to have property to actually plan for. And that is becoming something that is in short supply lately when the government continues to take and take and take or enforce these mandates that close down individuals' businesses and take away their source of livelihood. And so I think that it's important that we understand what the founding fathers created in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights in understanding what our rights are and where they derive from. And I've got Howard Blitz on the show here, and he talks about that our rights are inextricably attached to property, and that if we don't have property, we don't have rights anymore. And ourselves, our own body is part of our property, and our freedom is linked directly to our property. And we talked specifically about health care. The idea of universal health care in this utopian society sounds nice. I don't disagree with that, that I'd like everybody to be healthy and I'd like everybody to have access to a good, conscientious, competent doctor. However, I don't like the idea of somebody marching into somebody else's house or place of business, their practice, and holding a gun to their head and saying, hey, you have a medical degree, you have the expertise, I have a need, therefore I have a right to get the services that you can now provide to me. And Howard said that's essentially what is happening when the government requires universal health care by decree. By decree, okay, by law. So how is that so? How is the government the same as somebody walking in and saying, hey, give me free health care on a private level when somebody just walks into somebody else's medical practice? How is that the same? Or worse?
Well, I think Frederick Bastiat, in his book, The Law, pretty much spells it out. He was a member of the French Parliament in the middle of the 1800s, about 1850, and he wrote this book entitled The Law. And he called what you just described legal plunder. When you have that, when you've basically destroyed the law like that, you've got to get rid of those kinds of laws. And we were talking about rights and privileges. And if I were to come up to you with a gun to a doctor and said, here, give me health care, everybody would look at that and say, my God, Blitz, you just committed a crime. Go to jail, okay? But when the government does it, when we have a majority rule, all of a sudden becomes legal. And this is the problem. That becomes legal, what Frederick Bastiat is talking about. That's legal plunder. And you can't do that. Nobody has a right to health care because it's a privilege. Somebody has to give something up in order for you to obtain health care. For me to obtain an education, somebody has to give something up to give me that education. That's why you don't have a right to an education. You hear this all the time. But going back to the nature of government, government is power. It's legalized force. The government does the same thing that I would do by putting a gun to your head and saying, here, give me your health care. Give me your legal advice. Give me whatever. Okay.
So why do we want government at all then, when you couch it in those terms? It sounds like something that is just a big bully that's acting as the unseen henchmen of individuals that are underprivileged to take from those who have earned and acquired and worked and give it to those who are in need. And I'm not saying those who are in need are undeserving. I'm just saying they haven't acquired it themselves. So this government henchman, if you will,
yep,
takes it from those who have and give it to the have-nots.
Absolutely. And we all want people to have good health care, a good education. You know, we all want the ends aren't the issue.
So what's the role of the government then?
Well, here we go. We're back to what was in the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
To secure, to protect each and every single individual's right to his life, liberty, and his pursuit of happiness. I have a right to go after, to seek out health care, educate, whatever it is that I want, okay? I have a right to do that. You have a, every single human being on the planet has those rights. It's not just relegated to Americans only. This stuff is all universal stuff about human relations and human rights, if we're talking, you know, we're talking about that. But you don't go and use force on another individual. And that's what government is. So if we want to get our way, okay, we can't get it our way individually because, my God, we'd be thrown in jail otherwise. Well, then we'll get a majority vote by some government agency, whether it's a Congress, a state legislature, a city council, a board of supervisors. It doesn't matter. It's still incorrect. You can't be utilizing force on one another, and that's what government is. That's what we need to understand. We need to understand the nature of government. You say, well, okay, then what is the function of government? Well, it's to make sure that I'm not infringing upon your rights and you're not infringing upon my rights. That's the function of the government. It's like the referee in the football game. What's the purpose of the referee in the football game?
just to make sure the players are abiding by the rules. They don't make the rules.
No.
They just make sure the players are abiding by the rules.
And therefore, by definition, all the players on the field and off the field have to know the rules. Right?
And the coaches, I mean, they get highly compensated, and they get ballistic when the referees don't abide by the rules. And we see that as a sign of a good coach. When he's throwing his hat on the ground, when he's throwing his headphones on the ground because a referee makes a bad decision, that coach isn't going to stand for it.
Yeah.
He's got an obligation to defend the rights of his team to be fairly governed under those rules.
Yeah.
But yet when citizens do that... And stand up and say, no, you're not going to take away our right to bear arms. You're not going to take our right to free speech or freedom of expression by not wearing a mask. You're not going to take away our right to peaceably assemble and worship religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, those guys are zealots. Those guys are crazy. You know, we got to make sure that people don't get this coronavirus. Well, hold on a second. These rights are sacred.
Yeah, they're inherent in us. You can't take them out of a human being.
And once lost, they may not be lost for good, but they are lost until there's generally a huge conflict, and
yeah.
Generally involving bloodshed.
Yeah, and the beauty behind the Constitution is that we can abolish our government every 2 years in a very, very peaceful manner. If you think about it, all 435 members of the House of Representatives plus 33 senators, so what is that, 468, is that right? Did they have 468 people out of 535 people can be removed every 2 years. But in order for that to happen, the populace, the players on the field,
mm-hmm.
have to know the rules. What is the activities okay for government to do? Well, it's all spelled out in here. It's very spelled out. It's all listed. Here are the laws that the Congress can pass. And only the Congress can pass. No other body can pass law.
So I'm going to take exception to that, because what's going on here is we're seeing a lot of legislation from the bench. Now, what do I mean by that? Judges who are determining for themselves what the laws ought to be and what laws ought not to be there. For example, just a couple weeks ago, South Carolina passed a law that forbid abortion in that state when the fetus had a heartbeat. They determined that the fetus was alive when it had a heartbeat, and that to kill that fetus once it had a heartbeat was illegal. That was infanticide. And so they passed this law, and they did it by the legislation. Or the legislatures of South Carolina. Okay, so you're saying that we can vote in a new government. They voted in those legislatures. Those legislatures represented the will of the people. And in an article in the paper, it says, "Today we made history. The heartbeat bill is now the law of South Carolina, and we will defend it with everything in us, because there is nothing more important than protecting the sanctity of life." But then Planned Parenthood came in and said, now, it's a nonprofit, and it pushes against any laws that limit abortion, and it sued. And what they said is, we're trying to prevent patients, we're trying to make sure that laws don't prevent patients from exercising, get this, their constitutional right to abortion. Now, I missed that part in the Constitution.
All right.
Yeah. So, and guess what? The judge ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood and said, Planned Parenthood is correct. There is a constitutional right to abortion, and therefore the state legislatures, which is the body which the people chose to make the laws, is invalid, and this judge is legislating from the bench saying, yes, Planned Parenthood, you can go ahead and destroy as many fetuses, even up until the point where we determine they're viable, because how many judges have medical degrees? Very few. And they get to determine when a fetus is viable, and you get to destroy those fetus. And another way of saying destroy a fetus is murder the baby. Yeah. Now, I know that's a very touchy subject.
It is.
And I know that's touching on the heartstrings of a lot of people out there, but this is what we're talking about. We want the people to legislate, or at least elect the representatives to legislate, not the judges. We want the judges to maintain the integrity of the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're coming up on a break here. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be back after these messages.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Mark Mitchell. I've worked for over 10 years. Favorite part of my job is the creative freedom that we have. Creative message is what makes a difference and sets us apart from other radio groups in town.
Apply online at ebbroadcasters.com/careers. No employees were harmed in making this advertisement.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. This is Sean Garner with Life, Death, and the Law. I am an estate planning attorney, but I'm playing the part of a constitutional advocate this morning. I'm on air with Howard Blitz, and he's a special guest of ours this morning, and I want to just give you a bit of a background. I know we have some callers going on, but we're going to hold off on the phone calls this morning just because this time with Howard is so important to help educate the community about what the Constitution is. Because without an educated public, we cannot survive in a free society. We cannot be free unless we understand what our rights are. We must first understand our rights to be able to stand up and defend and require that our government representatives respect our rights.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it is. Like we had mentioned earlier, if all the players on the football field did not know the rules of the game, then what could the referee do? Pretty much anything he wanted. If he wanted to award 20 points for a touchdown, he could.
Right.
Because the players and everybody on the field wouldn't know any different. They wouldn't raise their hand and say, is that right? Because they don't know the rule. And see, I get smirks in the classroom whenever I say that. And the reason I get smirks is because everybody knows. The whole world knows that you don't get 20 points for a touchdown. And if a referee ever tried to do that, he would be fired. He would be run off the field. Well, this is the kind of smirking we need to have when representatives and senators and presidents and all kinds of elected officials get on the TV or get on the radio and start talking ludicrous stuff like I have a right to an abortion, I have a right to health care, I have a right to legal service, I have a right, I have a right, I have a right, I have a right to an education. That should all be smirking. The reason there's no smirking is because there's no understanding of what the function of government is, and there's no really no understanding what the difference between a right and a privilege is. And those are, that's pretty serious information an individual needs to know. And that's why our kids, our society needs to be educated in that way. Otherwise, what's going to happen, well, you're seeing it right before our very eyes. The person with the bigger club gets what he wants.
Yeah.
And that's not the kind of society we want to live in. We want to live in a civilized society. A civilized society is where you and I negotiate. I ask you for something, and you decide whether or not you want to give it to me.
Well, something that I learned right when I attended your class, and I attended with my son, and you talked about how close we are to running up equivalent to a socialistic society or socialism, practicing that form of government, and even closer to communism. And we took out the Karl Marx Communist Manifesto, and we read down the 10 points of what it takes to implement communism. And we said, okay, how many of these points apply today? And so I'm just going to run down a couple of them, and so our listeners can understand how grave of a situation we're currently in and how important it is to attend the types of classes you're putting on. Now, so people can understand if they're interested in how to attend, tell me a little bit. The Liberty Library...
Freedom Library.
The Freedom Library is... It's located on Pacific Avenue.
No, it's located on Arizona Avenue.
Well, good thing I got you here. My fact checker here. Okay.
We're at the north end of the Yuma Sun newspaper building. We're at 2035 South Arizona Avenue. We used to be on Pacific Avenue, but we moved.
Okay.
But we're at 2035 South Arizona Avenue. That's where it's located.
Okay, so you're right off of 24th Street and Arizona Avenue.
Yeah, about halfway between 24th and 60th. We're actually very close to 20th Street.
Okay.
20th Street and Arizona Avenue.
What's another important landmark right around there?
Next door to the Rural Metro Fire Department.
Perfect.
Right.
Okay, so if you see the Rural Metro and you're driving on Arizona Avenue, then it's going to be to the north of the Rural Metro.
It'll be to the south.
Oh, my goodness.
It's at the
north. Can I get it more wrong?
Yes. we're at the north end of the Yuma Sun newspaper building. If you go to the Yuma Sun newspaper building, you'll find it.
Okay.
Because that's where we're at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, and how can we contact you if we want to call or find you on the internet?
You can go to freedomlibrary.org, www.freedomlibrary.org. You can email at info@freedomlibrary.org, or you can call 928-246-2327.
Okay. So, I find myself in your class, and we're looking at the
Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx.
Yeah, we studied that.
And the first part of it is taking of property, or the abolition of property, but another word for abolition is taking by the government of property.
Mm-hmm.
And do we see that today?
Yeah.
Absolutely, right?
All the time.
I saw, many of my friends and associate business owners when they're not allowed to open up their businesses because the government thinks that they understand health care better than the rest of us or understand our rights to pursue goods and services, then they shut down those businesses. And when those businesses are shut down, they're taking away their ability to continue the ownership of property because the taxes still have to be paid and the bills to the APS and other obligations out there, taxes for one, have to be paid. And so they're taking away that obligation, not to mention the food and the energy that the homeowner or that the owners of the business need to take home to sustain themselves. So they're taking away that property. They lose that property when their business is forcibly closed.
Yeah, that's what the government has done through this whole COVID business.
Yeah.
For the last year, they've ordered businesses to close to direct how many people they can have in their store. Well, that's abolition of property. That's taking of property by government.
Okay.
And there's no exceptions to this. Yeah, but what about the pandemic? What about the virus? Well, that's up to each and every single individual. That's what it means to be a free person.
Well, our founding fathers couldn't have anticipated that because they didn't have any serious illnesses, right, when they were writing those documents? Smallpox, that type of thing. Like,
I think they had a lot worse.
Right? Those things existed, yet they wrote those.
Yeah, and they wrote the document. There's no exceptions to it. It's not except in case there's a virus or except in case of this or that. Government is not allowed to do ABC. Government is not allowed to just take your property.
Yeah.
It's
And that's exactly what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening.
We see ourselves falling into this communist.
Well, because we've been instilled with such fear today.
Yes, and that's another part of it.
Yeah.
And there's a progressive tax, which is point number two in the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
There's the eliminating of inheritance, or the abolition of inheritance. How do you do that? Well, you tax it.
Mm-hmm.
If you tax inheritance significantly, then you eliminate the ability of the next generation to inherit the legacy of their fathers. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly, that you know, hits home where I come in, because what I'm trying to do is I'm keeping people's property private. I'm helping develop trust where they can pass along their property to future generations and continue that legacy that they've worked to develop, and to limit to the extent legally possible the tax on the inheritance that their children receive. And so that's what we try to do with estate planning. But that is all contrary to what's going on with this taxation of inheritance and income and so on.
Yeah, when we looked at that, pretty much all 10 of those points that Karl Marx laid out in order to have a communist state are pretty much implemented in this country, and therefore we live in a communist state. Now that's going to be very difficult for Americans to comprehend.
That's a jagged pill to swallow.
It is, because it goes back to the quote by Johann von Goethe 500 years ago. He said, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who think they are free." We, you know, 150 years ago in this country, we didn't have this litany of government programs that exist today. Medicare, Medicaid, standing armies, all of this stuff.
Social Security.
All of these government programs, they didn't exist. And our ancestors thought that they were free people. Yet we have them all implemented today, and we Americans seem to think that we're free. And it's hard being a free individual, because it means you got to be accountable for all your decisions.
That's right. It is hard to be a property owner.
Freedom equals responsibility. You can't get away from it.
I don't have anybody coming and mowing my lawn and taking care of my stuff without me either paying them or actually pulling the lawnmower myself, pulling the cord and starting that thing up and mowing it, because I own the property. I either take care of it or it goes to waste.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why slaves don't have an issue. They don't have any problem because they have no decisions to make. All the decisions in their lives are done for them, are made for them. Yet, I don't see a lot of people today wanting to be slaves.
Nobody wants to be slaves. And that's something that we can all agree on.
Well, and that's the point. But to be a free person, you have to be responsible. And that's the rub with us humans. Us humans want to be free, but we don't want the responsibility that goes along with it. You cannot be free without being responsible, and you certainly can't be responsible unless you are free. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, it's life, man. The law of gravity exists. You can't get rid of it. Well, the law of human relations exists. You can't get rid of it.
So what we're advocating for then is for individuals to understand that the Constitution, if we read it, if we understand it, and if we hold our legislatures accountable for it by voting them in and out of office according to the rights that are there enumerated in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments to those, then we can start to get back to what the founding fathers attempted to deliver to us, and that is a republic.
Yep.
Now, it's not a democracy.
Nope.
A democracy is where everybody votes and determines what the outcome is. What we want is people that are accountable to the laws of the land to enforce the keeping of our rights.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have a majority vote on your rights.
Okay.
Your rights are non-negotiable.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more about that. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I used to think that, but I found FreeWebGuys.com and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from FreeWebGuys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at FreeWebGuys.com.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Comfort is just a call away.
Wants to show you the way to save. We want to show you how you can get into a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage LX for only $9,998 or take advantage of 0% financing for 75 months with only $100 down. Let us show you how you can trade in your car, even if you have to push it, tow it, or drag it on the lot. Let us show you that we accept all credit applications, regardless of credit. This sale is only valid at Kia Yuma. So, hurry in today. This offer expires absolutely February 28th at 8 p.m.
All prices are plus tax, tag, title, doc fee, and acquisition fee. Total payments on a lease at $277 per month for 36 months at 12,000 miles per year. Total one-pay lease is $9,998 on Tier 1 through 2 credit. VIN M78-92079. Stock number K1435. 0% financing is in lieu of any rebate. Unapproved Tier 1 credit on select new vehicles. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. We do estate planning. So just for those of you that may have not gotten that message out there, because we're talking mostly about the Constitution and rights, as well as privileges and the differences between the two, we offer the opportunity for people to get peace of mind by making sure that their affairs are in order, by coming in and, number one, understanding what assets they have, what bank accounts they have, what IRAs, 401ks, what real estate they have, what other types of property they have, and then making sure that not only they understand it, but if something happens to them, that somebody else they trust to manage that property will be there in place, not only to understand where it is and how it can be found, but also have the legal authority to manage it for their benefit until they pass away, and then transfer that property legally with the least amount of government imposition on that transfer to their children or to an organization that they hold near and dear to their heart. That's what we do. And that's part of the reason that this is so important to me. But the other part is that I just feel morally responsible as somebody that has benefited so greatly from the rights that are recognized through the Constitution and the freedom as it is starting to be eroded away, but we still do have this extent of freedom that is great in comparison to other countries around the world. And I have benefited tremendously from that. And if you've benefited from that, then you need to think about becoming more educated about where it comes from. Because unless we become educated about it, then we are doomed to have it taken away from us and from our posterity. And I think that is something that is just morally irresponsible. And that's why, Howard, that's why you started the Freedom Library. 25 years ago you were doing this.
25 years ago, yeah. I met a gentleman by the name of Leonard Reed who founded the Foundation for Economic Education back in 1971 when I went to work for the Bank of Hawaii then. And ever since then, I was just so impressed with this gentleman. I wanted to be like him.
Why? What impressed you about him?
Because he talked about, hey, if you want to change, this is a paraphrased quote from Leonard Reed. If you want to change the world, change yourself. Make you as best as you can be. And if everybody would do that, then the world would change.
Yeah, and you know, I often wake up and I have this burning in my belly to help the community, to throw off these chains that have been imposed upon us by all these administrative orders. But then I look and say, oh man, I've got to go to work and I've got to earn a living and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And then it becomes this overwhelming and daunting task. But right. I think that you put it really well. You can't just go out there and change the community.
Yeah.
You have to first start with yourself.
The community is made up of all of us. Each community is made up of the people that make up the community. So if you change yourself, you try to be the best person you can be, then the community will change. I mean, it'll change. Now, we're not perfect. We're trying the best we can. But you know what? Every day is a new day. Every single one of us has an unlimited, think about this for a second. We all have an unlimited amount of chances to make it right, to make our lives right. And it's not doing it necessarily by yourself. You've got other people probably surrounding you that would be more than willing to help you.
And you have a much better chance of success when you surround yourself by people that are like-minded, that have freedom at the root of their motivation for each day, for actually working. When you have the attaining of property as an ambition, that's a good thing. You want to obtain property because people that own property take care of the property and they improve that property, and that property makes up the community that we live in. When you don't own property, what you see is that it deteriorates and it goes to waste. And so we want to incentivize that. We want to incentivize people to work hard, to obtain property. I don't want to take away property. I don't want to have anybody be poor and impoverished and neglected for health care. I want them to work hard and obtain the health care that they need, but by doing it with their own means And to the extent that they can't, then I want to be charitably oriented, and I am. And I give personally extensively. I live what I preach. I give personally extensively. I encourage my law firm to give significantly to charities. And then I also participate in church organizations that participate extensively in charitable organizations. So I'm not saying that people that are without deserve just to die and suffer miserable lives. No, I'm saying let us give them charitably through our own decisions and our own freedom of choice and be charitably minded, and that makes us better people as well. But when somebody takes that away from me, that dollar away from me that I would have given to charity, and spends half of it in this bureaucratic organization and then another half of it in the administration of that, then not only does the poor person get 25% on the dollar or 25 cents on the dollar, but I'm taken away of the opportunity to be charitable. And it cuts both ways, and it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Government can never be charitable. Okay? It can never be charitable. Why? Because of the way it obtains its money. It obtains its money through the use of force. You say, well, how's that? I says, well, taxes. Taxes are forced payments. Now, I've heard representatives, senators get on the air and say, well, you have a choice. You don't have to pay your taxes if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard that statement from representatives.
These are people that never have owned businesses and never been in the position when they get notices from the IRS saying you're behind on your taxes.
Well, it, to a degree, I guess they're right, but then the consequences, I would call it extortion. I think that might be a better word to use. Freedom of choice of paying taxes. Because if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to have somebody with a gun show up at your place of business or home telling you, come here, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
And if you resist arrest, they will eventually kill you. This is what happened to our founders. They weren't willing to pay the taxes. They were done. Well, guess what the king did? Their government was the king of England. He came over to these shores, to the eastern shores of America, and was there to kill them, especially Sam Adams and John Hancock, to what he called rabble-rousers.
Yeah.
Because they were going against the word of the, I don't know, the law of the day. These guys weren't going to sit still and be extorted anymore. And it only, The beauty behind these guys that wrote this Constitution, they gave us a very, very peaceful way. We don't have to go to Washington, D.C. and burn down the Capitol building, okay? Like I guess it was tried a month ago. I don't think it was trying to burn it down. But the point is, we don't have to use violence to change our government. We can do it in a very peaceful manner. But in order to do it in that peaceful manner, we have to understand what these guys, what these gals that we elect to office, what's their function? What are they supposed to be doing for us?
So when I attend your class, what I see is a conversation. And it's not hostile at all. And it's not because we're all like-minded. We have differing opinions about how things ought to run or how things currently exist as far as the government organizations. But it's a very respectful discussion, and I expected you to be up there preaching to us. The first article of the Constitution says this, and it wasn't that at all. And it was very refreshing. It was a two-hour class, and it went by in a snap. I thought we were taking a break for like the first 45 minutes, and it was like the class was done. So the Freedom Library, you can go to freedomlibrary.org to find it. That's all the time that we have for today. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com. The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.